Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with AU head coach Dwayne Simpkins, get on that app. Hit
check
rewind.
It out.
Talk to the coach. All right, so yesterday was fun, man. The VCU-George Mason game was pretty awesome. Did you watch any of that?
Some of that, yep.
That big fella for Mason is a dog. He's not the most skilled with the ball in his hands, but physically, he's a force.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that game. It's weird. It was more fun watching Mason, but VCU was always winning. If that made, like, it yeah, seemed like it was Mason's game, but VCU had the lead, I think, throughout.
Maya was losing her mind.
Was she watching?
That's her alma mater.
Well, dude, I met up with a dude last night that, so my buddy Ed was in town from Utah. So when I got done in College Park, I went and met him for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just talking college hoops, and I was talking with some folks that are VCU folks, and I had been texting with AJ, our friend AJ, who's a VCU guy. Apparently, VCU wants in the Big East because they're just better than the whatever that league is now, A-10. Guess who's not letting them in?
Who?
Georgetown.
Don't want to deal with them.
They're like, yo, it's too close. It's our recruiting base. It's our television base, blah, 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 blah.
Play them then.
Oh, you know they won't play him if they're not letting him in.
Play him at least.
You know they won't do that. But it's pretty interesting because I didn't realize like the resources and money and stuff that VCU devotes to hoops is pretty significant. And I feel like in Richmond, I love Richmond. We've all spent a bunch of time down there. I feel like that is a hot ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like for the whole city.
Yes.
To go to VCU hoops.
Yeah.
And the arena's right downtown and it's just a good vibe. And, dude, if they could get into the Big East, then all of a sudden that job's not like a stepping stone job. That's a I'm going to stay here, pay me job.
Yeah, totally. And that's probably why G-Town don't want to deal with it.
Totally. And I don't know, man. I just find that kind of lame. But VCU is in. A lot of folks thought Mason was going to get an at-large bid. Thanks to my homie White Brian, who's a college hoops nerd. He's been telling me for some time if Mason doesn't win the tournament, they're not in. And
sure, that's normally how it is, though, in that whole league.
There have been times where the A-10 would get
They were outstanding, both teams at that time.
What was the deal? Mason didn't have any quad one wins or whatever?
Yeah, they were ranked like 70-something in net. If they would have won, VCU had a good case for an at-large, so we could have seen them both get in.
But. Right, but they didn't. The kid had a shot at the end to tie it. He just missed it. White Brian, as the college hoops expert, what do you think about Maryland seeding and how badly they got screwed?
I think the four makes sense for them, but they are in the region of death, unfortunately.
Not only the region
Brian
of
said
death.
The region of death. Brian, you kind of got JP a little upset yesterday, didn't you? You just said, wow, tough. And then JP, you just went off on the man.
Well, he was wrong. He said they were going to play Drake. And I said,
he
no.
said they about to pull Drake, but still, they're still in the tough damn region.
Well, he also had them being a higher seed than they deserved because Drake was going to get, I thought, a 12. I thought Maryland was going to get a 4. If you're saying they're playing Drake, that means Maryland's a 5. You know, he got me upset, and I responded aggressively in the group chat. That did occur. But we can read the transcript. I'm willing to show the receipts here. What did White Brian say to me? He said, I got to scroll way up here. Where the hell was White Brian's insult? On Friday night, I said, White Brian about to poach some eggs when he had his betting account up to $2.37.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And then, I don't know, I told White Brian.
He said Maryland region is stacked. That's all he said.
Maryland region is stacked.
And you came back aggressive as hell.
About to get Drake in the first round. And I said, hey, White Brian, shut the bleep up.
So I don't think that deserves something like that, Jay.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Brian. White Brian, left hand up. That was a little aggressive. Sorry, pal.
JP got a little emotional.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, dog.
Yeah, I did. So the Terps play Friday at 4:30. That's in... Early, I thought for sure they were going to play Friday night at like 11 because they're out west. Friday at 4:30, we'll be jumping. It'll be fun. What do I need to know about Grand Canyon, White Brian?
They have 2 players that could maybe play in the NBA, Tyon Grant Foster and Jacoby Coles. Coles will be matched up with Derek Queen, so that'll be the fun matchup.
Bryce Drew is the coach.
Do you think he has a chance against Queen?
Yeah, I think he's good. The problem is, Grand Canyon doesn't have much beyond those 2 guys.
Okay. Is Bryce Drew, wasn't he at Baylor? Like, what is going on? I know he made the shot for Valpo. I remember that. But was Bryce, give me up speed on Bryce Drew. How the hell is he at Grand Canyon?
He might be, is he Scott Drew's son?
No, he's Homer Drew's son.
Okay.
Maybe Scott Drew's his brother or something?
Maybe.
Who's the head coach of Baylor?
That's Scott Drew.
Okay, and that dude seems pretty shady.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Baylor have, like, the kids killing each other or something? There was, like, some serious stuff going on down there.
So that's, you blame that on the coach?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to be...
Bryce Drew was at Vanderbilt.
Okay. This must be a different Drew family. So my gut tells me this team just chucks threes, and Maryland's got to play some defense?
Sort of, yeah.
What? Grant Foster... I hope Foster they play defense every game.
Can't really shoot, so he's just going to run up and down the floor and kick it out for a three-pointer.
So just don't plan him for him to shoot.
Maryland's an 11-point favorite in this thing. That makes me nervous. Everything makes me nervous.
Dude, if they win by one, they win. Who cares?
I don't know. I want to ask, I mean, what other locals do we have in? Are we including VCU as a local this week, B?
Yeah, they're from Virginia, not West Virginia.
West Virginia got screwed, probably by North Carolina, honestly.
North Carolina shouldn't have been in it.
No. They have one quad one win, and they want to protect. Here's my thing with Carolina. Scott Van Pelt always says this, that it's a TV show. So you want Carolina in. You especially want Carolina in the first four, because that's going to help
the ratings.
The rating for that significantly, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That should be a shot at them. They should feel bad.
Are we going to count Liberty Bibberty?
Yeah, Denton Day's alma mater?
Yeah.
Sure. So what do we got? Liberty Bibberty, VCU, AU, Mount St. Mary's, Maryland.
Liberty.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Colorado State?
Nope, that's not local.
Okay.
How the hell are you going to call Colorado State?
I was just, Steve Sands went there. He's from here.
I don't know where McNeese is. Is it possible that's local?
That's in Louisiana, dude.
That's local for Beamidge.
Nah, kinda. But they're not being counted in the DMV.
Wofford, that's your team, B.
Wofford's about they go playing against a tough team. They're gonna lose.
Wofford's in South Carolina.
Don't let them start shooting threes. And if you think you're gonna just blow them out, sit back and let them shoot threes.
What about Norfolk State? High Point? Can we claim High Point?
Norfolk State.
Claim High Point? No, they're in North Carolina.
A lot of people from Maryland go to High Point.
Who cares?
My buddy's son went there.
Okay.
Are we claiming Norfolk State? That might be as far as we can go.
I think yes.
Okay, so we got.
I think there's enough people from the area that go there.
Norfolk State, Liberty Bibberty, mm-hmm. VCU, AU, Mount St. Mary's, and Maryland. Six teams locally.
All right.
I also heard the VCU coach is about to go to UVA.
You heard that?
Yeah, I think that's like widely. I don't think I'm like breaking news there. Right, Brian? Isn't that like a widely reported thing?
Yeah, it's a pretty strong rumor.
I wonder, VCU has hired really good coaches over the years.
Yes, they have.
I wonder what they'll do. Dude, if you're Tony Skin or Dwayne Simpkins, are you calling about that?
About what?
Go to Richmond?
VCU?
All those artsy students?
Don't worry, they may be calling them.
I'm just saying, that thing could be moving quick.
They may be calling them.
Yo,
don't worry about
also,
that.
Tony Skin looks like he's 24 years old. Did you, like, when you see him on the sideline, you think he's, like, the assistant, a graduate assistant.
Yeah, man, some people look young, like, you know, Tony.
You have heard me talk about my garage door. I'm going to give you a real-life example. I got a new garage door probably in January now from the folks over at Door Pro America. They do a great job. But more and more now, when I come in at night, it's a lot easier for me to go in through the garage than going through my front door because it might wake up my 6-year-old who's nuts. And I got a text from my wife yesterday. It said, I've decorated for the leprechaun. Don't use the bathroom. I'm like, what? So apparently for St. Patrick's Day now for the kids, I hope no kids are listening. If you are, earmuffs. My wife puts green food coloring in the downstairs, the actual toilet. And then my girls wake up and they're like, oh, my God, the leprechaun went potty. And I really had to use the bathroom. So I went in through the basement so I could use the non-green toilet. I was able to do that because I got a new garage door from Door Pro America. They've never had a radio read like this, I promise, B. Because it's so damn quiet, it doesn't wake up anyone in the house. Everybody kept sleeping. I came in, got on my phone. That's when all the Bengals news started hitting, so I was kind of working for a minute. We're going to talk about that Bengals news. But I'm telling you, if you are trying to avoid messing up St. Patrick's Day decorations when everyone's sleeping in your house. Get a new garage door. Shane and Vince from Door Pro America have a huge catalog of choices for every style and unique look of your home and budget. These guys are experts. They helped us narrow it down. They got the install done in hours. They left my garage in better shape than it was when they got there. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team handles everything. They can do repairs, maintenance, and new installations. Call today and you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you. Or you can check them out now at doorproamerica.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.